Most of the Midwest is facing another wet period of time, and we are expecting the first round to move quickly across the lower parts of the Midwest. Rain is falling at this hour from portions of eastern Kansas into central and southern Illinois and parts of Indiana. As we go through the day today and tomorrow, we'll see rain widespread from this corridor into central and southern portions of Ohio and southward into Kentucky as well. We don't expect much rain to occur in Michigan or the northern fringes of Illinois, Indiana, or Ohio. Now, there may be a few spotty showers in some of those areas, but I don't expect the precipitation to have much meaning. The majority of this first wave of precipitation will be light to moderate. We'll look for like amounts running about a half inch to an inch, maybe a local inch and a half will occur across this corridor. And then after that, we'll see somewhat drier weather for a brief period of time on Saturday going into Sunday. But there will still be some scattered showers across parts of the lower Midwest. As we go into the Sunday through Tuesday period, a new storm system that is expected to be somewhat aggressive will work its way from eastern Kansas and Missouri to Michigan, Ohio, and eventually Kentucky. So the two waves combined will likely result in 1 to 3 and local 4-inch amounts of rainfall for parts of Missouri and parts of Illinois, while we'll see rain totals elsewhere running from about 7 or 8 tenths of an inch upwards to about an inch and a half. There may be some locally greater amounts, but for the most part, the rains will be a little bit less intensive outside of Missouri and Illinois. Portions of Indiana have already been too wet, as have other areas nearby in parts of the lower Midwest. These two rain events coming up are going to maintain the wet conditions, and my guess is the crop environment is going to be poor for Indiana, parts of central and southern Illinois, and Missouri until we get to the first part of next week. Drier weather is expected to be involved across most of the Midwest as we go into Wednesday through Friday of next week, and some of the western Corn Belt areas will already be seeing drier weather on Tuesday. In fact, even on Monday in some areas in the western Corn Belt. All the while, this wet weather is going on in the central and eastern parts of the Midwest. There will be a considerable amount of dryness that will likely occur from Iowa and Nebraska northward into the Dakotas, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. Now, these areas may go about 10 days without a major rain event, but there will be a couple of weak frontal boundaries that will cut across the region and probably produce a little bit of precipitation, but not much that would be seriously setting back in the field work. We do anticipate the temperatures to be a little bit cooler across the Midwest for a little while. Highs in the 50s and 60s will occur these next couple of days. In fact, on into the heart of the weekend, I would expect. We'll look for the temperatures to start warming again after the second storm system abates from the region. So for these next several days, 50 and 60 degree highs will be common. Lows at night will be in the 40s and 50s. There will be some 30s, even a couple of upper 20s that will occur in the northwesternmost parts of the Midwest. As we get into the middle and latter parts of next week, a ridge of high pressure will build up across the middle of the country that should bring warmer air to many areas from the plains into the heart of the Midwest, with temperatures back into the 60s and 70s in a big part of the Midwest, maybe some 70 and 80 degree readings from the central plains southward. In fact, speaking of the central plains, some of the hard red winter wheat country will see enough rainfall today and tomorrow to improve the emergence and establishment of recently planted wheat in Kansas, portions of Oklahoma, and Colorado. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.